One of the life rings that had been replaced there just recently has once again been actually stolen, is the only words you can describe it. And obviously it's been fired over the bridge into the river again. So once again now the bridges are left without any life-saving equipment. And this is very much needed. And the people who are involved in this type of activity need to think, need to understand that these are just not here for ornaments. They're there to save people's lives. And as I say, I'm very disappointed that once again it's been vandalised in this way.
And this is the second time it's happened in just a number of weeks?
A number of weeks, yeah. And the last time we had great support from the Three Rivers Rescue Team, Colin McDade there from Farmers Milltown. I mean, and him and his colleague, they risk their lives going into the river at this time of year when it's swollen to retrieve these rings and then put them back again. And, you know, it's flying in the face of the work that they do. And when you see the people then come along and obviously late at night and they think it's good crack and they take these life rings from their marins and they throw them into the river. And literally, do they not understand that they could be throwing away someone's life? And I was just asking them again to desist from this type of action and to allow the life rings to stay where they are until such times as they might be needed.
It's an awful thing to have to say, but do we need perhaps to be looking at something like CCTV to protect these rings and ensure that this doesn't happen again in the future?
That's something we need to be looking at, and certainly I'd be talking to the Gardaí in relation to and all our businesses in the area who I'm sure have CCTV and see can we, you know, get the bridge covered and detect the culprits responsible for this vandalism and, you know, bring them the book because, look, they have to understand that they're potentially putting people's lives in danger by throwing away these life rings. So look, let's look at ways and means that we can protect it, and let's look at and see if there is CCTV, and if we can identify the people responsible, then they need to be prosecuted.